Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
A very special welcome to St. Benedict's. If you're here for the first time, we hope you feel at home among us, and we're so happy to have you. There was a woman who was very much afraid of getting on airplanes, and she had a really, really hard time with it. But she knew that before she died, she wanted to make a special trip, so she had saved all her money for a long, long time to go to the Holy Land. Now, the only other time she had been on an airplane was when she was a very young girl, and she was very, very afraid. But since she was going on this spiritual pilgrimage, she was all excited, and so she got into the plane, and she started looking all over the airplane at all the new gadgets and all the new planes and the buttons for the lights and the buttons to call the flight attendant and all the little gadgets and the table and this, and she was just fascinated, and so she started kind of introducing herself to everyone around her and informed them all that they, you know, that she was on a spiritual pilgrimage and she was very happy to be there. And just as she turned around to say hello to the people behind her, there were four priests sitting right behind her on the plane. And so she said, oh, that's great. You know, so she introduced herself to the priests and told them what she was up to, and they were all very happy for her. And everything was fine. About halfway through the flight, there was a loud noise that went bang! And everybody was startled, including this lady, you know. Shortly after that, you know, everybody kind of caught their breath, and the captain comes on and says, everyone, this is the captain. Says, you have nothing to worry about. That loud noise just means that we just lost one of our engines. We had four perfectly good engines when we left, but do not worry, because with these three engines we've got, we can get to the rest of our trip. These three engines will be just fine. And I've just been informed by the flight attendants that we're very blessed. Even though we've got these, you know, three engines, we've got four priests praying for us. And so the lady that was, you know, very, very nervous and all that, and was quite a character that everybody already knew, screamed out of the top of her lungs, said, hey, Captain, what if we had four engines and just three priests praying? That would be fine. You know, fear is real. And we all encounter fear in different ways. When you first hear today's gospel, what you realize is Jesus is talking to his closest friends, to the apostles. And what he is telling them is a bit upsetting. But he keeps telling them, but do not be afraid. He tells them that they will be persecuted, that they will indeed be martyred. That's what he meant by saying, don't be afraid of those who can kill the body, be afraid of those that can kill the soul. As a matter of fact, besides Judas Iscariot, who ended his own life, all of the other apostles of Jesus were martyred. Some of them crucified, some beheaded. All of them were killed in horrible circumstances. So Jesus was foretelling what they were getting into. And I don't know about you, but if someone told you, hey, join my organization, get ready, and if you want to follow me, just take up your cross every day, and it's going to be tough. Not too many of us would join. But the fact is, Jesus is telling the apostles about their mission. And he's sending them out. He's telling them it's going to be tough. He's preparing them. But I want to ask you a question. As a follower of Jesus in the 21st century, as someone who seeks to live a Christian life, what are you afraid of? Because the fact is, we have some of the same fears, worries, and anxieties that the first followers of Jesus had. And even though we don't live in a country and in a culture and in a world where Christianity is illegal, the fact is, we do live with some fear. We have alarms for our houses and for our cars, because we're afraid of thieves or bad people. We have different things that we do to try to protect ourselves. As a matter of fact, all of our schools today, no matter what school you go to, whether they're public or private, they look almost like jails compared to schools when I was growing up. When I was growing up, school was wide open. Now schools have all kinds of gates and fences, only one way in, one way out. Everything has to do with security. We live in a world that seems obsessed with security. But the fact is, whatever fear we have, justified or unjustified, whatever the fear may be, you and I are called to be followers of a good God. And there are many more reasons why we should not be afraid. As a matter of fact, if you look at the gospel, more than love, even more than love one another, Jesus uses the phrase, do not be afraid. It is the most common phrase out of the Lord's mouth. When he shows up at the resurrection, when the disciples were locked up for fear of the Jews, peace be with you. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid is always on the Lord's lips. And there's a lesson there for us. We're afraid of our present. We're afraid of our future. We're afraid of so many things, so many circumstances. But ultimately, we're called to live in God's peace. And where there is peace, there's no room for fear. And so the first reason we should not be afraid is because we believe that our lives are in God's hands. And ultimately everything that happens in our life, the good, the bad, and the ugly, everything is ultimately in God's hands. We're only able to control so much. A lot of it has to do with letting go and letting God. Let God be God. And when we let God be the God of our lives, we experience a sense of peace. But when Jesus sent out his disciples, he knew that they would be afraid. He knew that they would encounter difficulty, but yet he said to them, do not be afraid, do not fear. In other words, don't fall into that trap. And the second reason we should not be afraid is because of the nature of God. Did you hear what the gospel said today? All the hairs on your head are counted. For some of us, that's more than others, I understand. But all the hairs on your head are counted. The other thing is, of course, aren't two sparrows sold for a penny, and the Lord cares for the two sparrows? And the Lord cares for you more than he cares for sparrows? What does that mean? The Lord is conscious of who we are and what our needs are, and he is a good God, a compassionate God, a caring God. So many of the things that we experience in life, many of the emotions, the fear, the anxiety, are really useless and unnecessary, and ultimately they won't help us at all. Yet we live in a world where people say they want to be spiritual, by the way. They want to be close to God, that's for sure. But they also don't want to be religious. So we want to be close to God, but we shy away from organized religion and we just think, eh. So I wanted to share something with you, which I think is very, very interesting. It was a group of pastors in a community that decided that they were going to do something to motivate everyone in their community to think about coming to church. You know, we live in times of violence, in times of terrorism, people are worried, they're fearful. But yet they don't go to church. They don't connect with God. And so they were looking for a way to connect people with God. And so they came up with this thing, this campaign. They published it in the local papers, and they put it up all over the community. They called it No Excuse Sunday. To make it possible for everyone to attend church and for everyone to connect with God. No Excuse Sunday. This is what these pastors decided to do. You're welcome to church so that everyone can attend. Number one, we're going to have cots, you know, those little beds, those cots, placed in the foyer for those who say, Sunday is my only day to sleep in. Number two, there will be a special section with lounge chairs for those who feel that our pews are too hard. Number three, there will be eye drops available for those with tired eyes from watching TV late on Saturday night. I like this one. We will have steel helmets for those who say, oh, if I go to church, the roof will cave in on me. Blankets will be furnished for those who think the church is too cold, and fans will be given for those who think it's too hot. Relatives and friends will be in attendance for those who can't go to church and also cook dinner. One section, this is a great one, one section will be devoted to trees and grass for those who like to seek God in nature. Doctors and nurses will be in attendance for those who plan to be sick on Sunday. Oh, you'll get a kick out of this one. The sanctuary will be decorated with both Christmas poinsettias and Easter lilies for those who have never seen the church without them. And this is and this is my favorite. We will provide hearing aids for those who can't hear the preacher and cotton for those who prefer not to hear them. You know, when we have a problem, we look for the remedy. You go to Walgreens and you go down several aisles of remedies, right? You have pain here, pain there, there's a remedy. You need this medication, that medication, there's a remedy. We say that we live in a world where there is fear, where there is anxiety. We say we live in a world where people are fearful, yet Jesus says, do not be afraid. Your heavenly Father will care for you. The true medicine for living without fear is to connect with God. And to seek to connect with God through worship, to seek to connect with God through daily prayer, to seek to connect with God by reading the scripture, the word of God. We have so many different ways for us to connect with God. And you notice that Jesus says that ultimately, we should not be afraid of those who can kill the body. We should be afraid of those who can kill the soul. What Jesus is trying to say is, the only real worry you have to have in your life is to disconnect from the source of all life, which is God. Because even when your body is gone, your life continues in God. And nothing can take that away. True peace comes from knowing that we are called to live in the peace of God. True peace comes with knowing that we are called to live in God in the here and now. And that even though we are his disciples in the world, then we're called to go out. When we go out and we're fearful about what surrounds us, let us always remember we're not alone. God is with us. The good, loving, compassionate God, the God that has counted all the hairs on your head, the God that takes care of you like a little sparrow that is worth a penny, that same God is with you. That same God is with you always. As we gather today, we remember that we too are the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church of Christ. We are that apostolic church that came from those apostles. We are here today at St. Benedict's in 2017 because for 2,000 years, courageous women and men lived the faith, passed on the faith. And without fear, they went into the world knowing that God was with them and they preached the gospel. And you look at all those flags over there on that banner and think of all the places, those missionaries, those men and women missionaries, all the places they went to take the gospel of Jesus Christ, leaving their surroundings, leaving their comfort, leaving their culture. They went because they were sent. That's the same courage Jesus is speaking about today. I send you out there. No, listen to this. No one is greater than their master. Just as Jesus suffered because of the message of the kingdom, we too will suffer when we try to live out our Christian discipleship. We too will make sacrifices. Perhaps today in the 21st century is not like it was in the past, but it's still a sacrifice. It still requires a lot, doesn't it, to follow Jesus. I'm still learning to try to become a follower of Jesus. When people ask me, what do you aspire to? I aspire to one day become a Christian, a real Christian, one that can always follow Jesus. Let's all aspire to that together. And regardless of what our circumstances are right now, to recognize we have nothing to be afraid of, because a good God is taking care of us and watching over us. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.